This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
My goodness, can you handle all the good news? It's just coming fast and furious, people. Stay with me, stay with me. I feel like one of these 1950s radio announcers. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's time for the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm giddy. I am because I keep telling you guys, all you got to do is wait around for leftism to implode on itself. I call it the death spiral. It just circles in on itself. It's like a wolf circling, the wolf circling in on prey. They just keep, the circle gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Or, think of it this way, the way a tornado vortex forms. It just gets, you know, the temperature, the air just starts to get closer and closer and closer until you get that cone, and then it starts dipping down from the sky, and it starts to mow things down, and that's what's happening. You're watching leftism get mowed over. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Happy birthday to me, I know. Thank you much. I appreciate all of you. And you know what? I'm going to tell you this. For every one of you who've ever sent us anything, whether you sent me a note, whether you sent me a phone call, whether you sent money to our P.O. box, whether you Zelled it, you Venmoed it, you sent a check, You did it electronically directly to the bank account, whatever, money order, doesn't matter. Thank you, and happy birthday to me. Because let me tell you something, without it, you probably wouldn't be hearing my voice. I would have just been like, you know what, I'm done with this. And this is my year. The big 6-0, I know, black don't crack, I don't look like it, but yeah, 6-0, I don't feel it either. You know what I feel? I'm going to guess, let me think about it. I feel about 46-ish. Yeah, that's what I feel. And let me tell you, if I had a lot more coin and I was working out to the level that I would normally be working out, I'd probably feel like I was maybe late 30s. And I'd look like it. I'd feel that way. I will say this. It was Father's Day on Sunday, as everybody knows. And Melissa took me, she gave me a massage. Oh, my gosh. Dez is a god. Dez, this lady, she just worked it out, man. I mean, I felt terrible afterwards, but then the next day I got up and I was all, felt like I could float. Yeah, then she got me a facial, like I needed to do something to this little face, but it was amazing. This girl that did my face, I know she caught me snoring because I was just like, ow, I catch myself. What was that? Who did that? Just me and her in the room and the music playing, ooh-dee-doo-ah. Anyway, that was my Father's Day. And then I got to watch my youngest son play baseball, which is cool. Because he's a heck of a ball player. That boy's a catcher. And he's learning how to run. He's getting his legs underneath him. Won't be as fast as dad, but he's pretty quick. So anyway, it was a great time. But I want to tell you guys, thank you. I appreciate all the wishes. And as I mentioned, today is my birthday. So those of you who want to call, send me a note, whatever, I appreciate it. I look at all of them. You know I do. And eventually I will give you a call as long as Facebook isn't hiding your messages or something from me. And speaking of social media, connect with me. Wimkin, WIMKIN.com. Wimkin, Twitter, @KevinJacksonTBS, Tango Bravo Sierra. Kevin Jackson, Tango Bravo Sierra, TBS. It's for the Black Sphere. And get a hold of me on Facebook. Any way you want to. Any way you want to. That's the way we do. Oh, sorry. Got carried away. Black people, we're musical. You know it. Anyway, here's what I want to talk about. And no, I'm not on any meds. So just stop it. I can slow myself down if I choose. New York City's occupancy is down 50%. Office occupancy down 50%, folks. I hope this continues. It couldn't happen to a better city. Oh, excuse me, cities, because it isn't limited to just New York City. This is an article in Zero Hedge. I get a lot of information from there, and I would tell you, I suggest you go. The latest figures on office occupancy in New York City crossed 50% last week for the first time since the COVID pandemic collapsed the local economy, resulting in a proliferation of remote work. Even though a return to the office is creeping higher, New York's depressed business districts are trouble for the commercial real estate market and overall economic recovery in the crime-ridden metro area. That's right. Castle Systems, the gold standard measure of office occupancy trends via card swipe data, shows New York City hit 50.5% in the week ending June the 7th, the highest level in 3 years, but still far from the near 100% office occupancy level before the pandemic. New York's offices are barely above the 50% ratio, folks. And we are well past pandemic. And let me just go ahead and give you a little word of warning. It ain't coming back. It's not. The milestone came as the city was engulfed in smoke from the Canadian wildfires, briefly becoming the most polluted city, major city in the world, according to Bloomberg. Couldn't have happened to a better city, I tell you what. I tell you what, pay attention. Heaven's to Murgatroyd. Yeah, so here's what the point is. Is that these cities that kill themselves in order to get rid of Trump and then try to let Biden make a comeback, where's the comeback? Where's the comeback? It isn't coming back. And it's funny because I played a clip of Gavin Newsom. It's all going to come back. And I mean, San Francisco built itself back before. No, it isn't. Leftism is a kiss of death. I tweeted this the other day. Put a meme on Wimkin. Leftism is a kiss of death. Why would you want to come back to these crime-infested cities where the people running the cities won't even admit that they are the problem? Police brutality. Who's your mayor? Who's your police chief? Who are your cops? Who's your citizen review board? Is it made up of white racist cross, the dudes that beat up Jussie Smollett? Is it made up of Jamaican black guys? Or what is it made up of? Please, somebody tell me. You know, look, all the problems, in full disclosure, I'm not going to tell you anything that you don't know right now. But let me tell you something. In every major city, you know who causes the problems? Sure you do. It's not Republicans. I'll give you that bit of a hint. So all these cities are in triage. They said reverting to pre-COVID times is impossible. Companies are axing employees while reducing their office space. Real estate firms Colliers said office space available for lease in Manhattan climbed to a record high during the first quarter of 2023. The total square footage in Manhattan available is a record 94 million square feet. Occupancy rate about 17.45, the highest since they started tracking since the dot-com boom. And I say boom! We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Happy birthday to a brother. That's right. Happy birthday to me, baby. And you know what? When you get up every day, God wakes me up and says, hey, Kev, get up. Go do what I told you to do, man. Go get out there and do your thing. Go get out there and get on that radio. Tell people about what's going on in this world. And I got to get up and I got to face the music. I got to get with my producers and say, okay, what do we got in the news today, guys? And they go, it ain't good, Kev. And I go, yeah, it is. Find it. It's good. It's all good. Why? Because it's all God's plan. And we win in the end. So show me. Show me the connective dots, the breadcrumbs, the bunny trail, whatever. Show it to me. How we get to where we need to get. And it reveals itself every day. Just as much as there's a loving, living God revealing himself to you every single day. Even in your worst times, boy, God is showing you he's there. This ain't about sermons. I'm not trying to sermonize. I'm just telling you, it's there. God is there. And I'm looking at these stories. And look, I don't wish any demise on leftists. I don't. When I talked just earlier about the New York occupancy rate, those are people that put their hard-earned money on the line. They invested in buildings, you know, and whatever. It is their thing. But you know what? They let that city get to where it got to. They did it. Not us. We're over here cheering for him. I'm cheering that New York gets its act together, that Eric Adams can replace this crazy man de Blasio, and Eric Adams will do the right thing, and he will get crime in under control. He will stop this corruptness, this corruption that's happening in the cities, and turn it around and make it a place that everybody wants to go see, the way I used to want to go to New York all the time. I would love to see that. Right now, I'm going to talk to you about the media industry. Job cuts. They announced 17,000 plus job cuts so far this year. Highest year-to-date level of cuts on record. We're talking about the media, folks. This is worse than at the outset of the scamdemic in 2020, when there were 16,750 jobs cut through May of that year. 17,436 media job cuts. You know what? I don't feel sorry for them. It's the same thing I say in New York. How can I feel sorry for you when you pick your poison? The news industry, they say, is facing huge constraints due to a slowdown in the ad market, debt from consolidation, and subscription fatigue. Yeah, see, that pay-by-click model doesn't work. And you know what? It isn't working for us either. I'm not one to be like throwing rocks in my glass house over here. But here's what I will tell you. Mine is because I don't get the coverage. If I got the coverage, I'd get the clicks. Theirs is because they're liars, and they've been found out. And that's why I don't have any sympathy for them. Because, see, if they had a level playing field and they said, Kevin, you want to go mano a mano? I would tell you, I'll go mano a mano with anybody in any venue, whether it's TV, radio, or in the print media. It doesn't matter to me. And here's what I'm willing to concede. I ain't for everybody. I'm not trying to be. But I know this, I'm for a lot more people than I get credit for. And I come on here and I lament to you, but I'm not crying in my milk. I tell you what, I can tell you this right now, as God is my witness. There is no reason for me to get up and do this radio show every morning. There's no financial reason. I guarantee you that, unless you, I don't know, if you like getting kicked in your naughty bits every day and reminded that you don't make enough money in radio to pay your producers, but they still hang around. What's up, God? I love y'all. They still do it. Why do we do it? Why do we hang around? Why are we involved in this? Because. I just gave you the answer. Because. The cause. Anyway, broadcast, digital, print news outlets collectively announced 1,972 job cuts so far this year, surpassing the 1,808 that they announced in all of 2022. So they are well past the doubling rate. Driving the news in the past week, several media companies announced job cuts. Athletic announced Monday it's laying off roughly 20 people, 4% of its journalists. .LA, a tech news site, laid off 7 of its editorial staffers, all of them. Los Angeles Times said it's cutting 74 newsroom staffers. Hey, LA Times, I have a secret for you. Report the truth. Morning Consult, D.C.-based polling firm, cut its newsroom, laid off 7 staffers. Huge levels of cuts are giving way to more union conflicts. Pressures on the media bosses, they said. Fred Ryan, a long-term media executive and political advisor, will leave his position as publisher of, you ready for this, folks? WAPost, after 9 years. WAPO is losing its editor. It's media executive and political advisor, publisher of the Washington Post. The Post said it has roughly 2.5 million subscribers, which is down from 3 million during the Trump era. The newspaper received major backlash from newsroom employees surrounding its layoffs earlier this year. They need Trump. But you know what they need more than anything, folks? They need you. See, Trump he's a beacon. But what they need is you. And they ain't got you. Because you have made the decision that enough is enough. You have come to the conclusion that these people are not serving your interest. And to that I say, good for you. You remember CNN was laying off people back during the Zucker era, and they brought in Chris Licht, who was going to help him out, And I think Chris was doing a great job. I really did. It renewed my spirit to get back into media because I thought, well, maybe I'd get a show at CNN. And maybe they're going to change their tune. Then they let go of Chris Light. They bring in somebody else. Look at it. Look at Fox News. Look at all of them. I don't know. I saw an article today. Maybe it was a couple of days. I don't know. But I saw something that said Fox News is losing producers. A lot of people want to go work with Tucker. I agree. But, I mean, what are we talking? We're not talking about 100 people wanting to leave and go to work for Tucker. We're talking about maybe 5 people, a right-hand man, maybe a couple senior producers and 2 or 3 other producers. That's what you need to run, you know, and maybe a researcher. That's all you need, because most of the time people are going to be bombarding Tucker with news stories. And he's a bright guy, so he's going to come up with his own ideas. He's like me. I will tell you this right now. I'll give you some idea of what we're looking at. We have potential documentaries for Biden's lies, The Science of Lying, 51 former intel officers, Hunter Biden's laptop, J6, the 2020 election, true civil rights leaders, Trump's truth, COVID cure lies, electric car explosions. I mean, and I have 50 other things that are somewhere written on little pieces of paper that I got to consolidate at some point. There's plenty of stuff out there. There's plenty of scandals. Really? What do you want to go? Where do you want to go? The 620 pages of Hunter Biden's? Wouldn't you like to be the author of that? Or the person that says, I'm going to make something out of that? We got another story. Police chiefs are resigning all of a sudden. What about the implosion of police and these guys leaving the police departments? And let's look at the crime rate and what's going on there and what the leftists are doing to in response. There's all kinds of stories out there in the Naked City. When we come back, 2 brain dead senators and Joe Biden.
Jackson Radio Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
This is a search and rescue mission, 100%.
Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick on the hunt for that small submarine carrying 5 people that's been missing in the North Atlantic since Sunday. He says 5 vessels are involved in the search and 5 more are on the way. It's 12 and a half years in prison for Danny Rodriguez, a January 6th defendant who pleaded guilty to several charges, including using a stun gun on a D.C. police officer. On the investigation of Hunter Biden, Attorney General Merrick Garland says when he got the job, he promised,
I would leave this matter in the hands of the United States Attorney, who was appointed by the previous president.
Garland says that is still the story now that Hunter Biden has reached a plea deal on tax and gun charges. For the first time, a majority, 52% of those surveyed by Gallup, say they believe that where they live is a welcoming place for gay and lesbian people to live. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We're going to end and we're going to help. We have plans to build a railroad from the Pacific all the way across the Indian Ocean. We have plans to build in Angola, one of the largest solar plants in the world. I could go on, but I'm not. I'm going off script. I'm going to get in trouble.
I played this clip the other day just to remind people that Joe Biden is constantly telling, don't go off script. Don't go. I can't go off script. They're going to be mad at me. Like he's a little kid, because in his mind, he's a little kid. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. By the way, here's another Biden clip. I don't know if we played this the other day, but it's worth playing, because here's Biden saying, I don't even think he understands that what appears to be this innocent statement is a reason to invoke the 25th Amendment. Here he is.
My daughter actually taped a mirror, a message in the mirror. The way we get to, everything gets to me through my wife and daughter now, is they know I have to shave in the morning. So they'll tape on the mirror for real.
Do you guys find that funny? That Joe Biden says, no, for real. For real. I'm not playing. My word is a Biden. I have to be reminded. They have to tape. Instructions for me in the mirror. Don't forget to shave. Don't forget to brush your teeth. Don't forget to comb your hair. Don't forget your name. Don't forget the name of your family. What other post-it notes and stuff? Can you imagine Joe Biden on his own without people having to hold his hand for him? And he says it's a joke. I want you to understand, can you imagine if Donald Trump is president, was saying the stuff that Joe Biden is saying, and would you want to invoke the 25th Amendment on him? Guys, this isn't hyperbole. This isn't one or two or three things. This is 10, 20, this is dozens. Dozens of things. This is unbelievable to me how overlooked. And it would be different I could see it if it were tongue-in-cheek humor. Like, I saw one clip where they were like, oh, Joe Biden does blah, blah, blah. And it was like, oh, come on, y'all. This is practically clickbait. You don't need clickbait when Joe Biden is giving you exactly what you need. He's telling you, what more do you want? Seriously. Here's another one. I don't get this. It's 8 seconds long. He's ending a speech somewhere, and here's what Joe Biden says.
All right. God save the Queen, man.
Now, I didn't see this thing in its entire context, so I'll just admit that up front. But from what I'm told, This had nothing to do with Britain. Nothing to do with the UK. This is just something Biden spit out at the end of a speech that had nothing to do with anything involving our partner, what should be our partner, Britain, the UK. Again, he's almost flaunting the idea that he's brain dead. He's practically begging us to just go, get rid of me. And this is the guy we're supposed to be afraid to face. Because, he's too tough. He's more popular than Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson, and James Brown, and the Beatles in their heyday. But we're supposed to be afraid of him because, boy, I tell you what, he can bring the votes. This is amazing to me that we're even having this discussion. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, I believe, I think there's now a second articles of impeachment on Joe Biden. And forget, I mean, while we've got this other stuff that's out there looming, and we'll talk about it a bit, because I do want to get to that, because I covered the first hour talking about, Donald Trump, this idea that they're going to get him. But what about Joe Biden? Let me put it this way, folks. What if Joe Biden were your candidate? Would you want that? Forget his name. What if a person like Joe Biden didn't have his name, but had everything, all the accoutrements of Joe Biden? Would you want that guy as your candidate? Now, if you answered yes, you're crazy, because I don't believe you. I don't believe anybody would want Biden as a candidate. So if, and for the record, this is just my opinion right now, but I'm asking you now, I'll ask you another question. Is there anybody you know that would go, yeah, I think Joe Biden is a stellar candidate. He makes a great candidate. I don't believe that animal truly exists. I think even the people that like Biden, so to say, I don't believe those people really like Biden. I don't believe it for a second. I think those people tolerate Biden, and I think they hate Trump. I think they hate us, but I don't believe for a second there are people out there who go, man, no, he's our guy. This is who we're going to build our, we're going to rally around this guy. I don't believe it. And because it defies common sense, I'm telling you, it makes me take pause. And quite frankly, other than the fact that Joe Biden needs to be in prison, frankly, I would love to see him as the Democrats' candidate. But he should be in prison. Now, I know there is a loving, living God, so I believe that Joe Biden is going to have a very difficult time going forward. And in fact, it begins this week. Already has begun. Glad you guys are with me. How many more of these Biden clips would you need to hear? How many more seeing Biden shake hands with the thin air? How many more times does he need to trip on nothing, trip upstairs, downstairs, whatever? How many times does he need to not say he's willing to take a cognitive test? How many more videos are you going to need to hear about Hunter in that 620-page plus book that's been produced that dictates, that showcases all of the Biden crimes? What more do you need before not only are you, I mean, I don't care who, what Democrat it is, whoever runs, if we at this point as conservatives can't win against a party of corruption, the party that, and I'll document this for you, who says, do as I say, not as I do, when it comes to every aspect of life, where illegals live, woofoo lockdowns, travel bans, you name it, whatever it is that they tell you not to do, they do, and they do it openly in front of your face. You explain to me how we can't beat this party. Need another example? Check this guy out.
Earlier today, some comments about the tragic accident in 995, and if you want to make any comments with respect to that, feel free. You're recognized.
I would really like to, the 95. You know, obviously, you're pretty much preoccupied with the 95, and I certainly am too. And we know it's a major eatery, not just for Pennsylvania, but for the East Coast. And a lot of Pennsylvanians are worried that the delays and repairs bring to its standstill deal.
Before we get into Fetterman, understand this. All the money we spend on roads and bridges, all right, billions of dollars. That's all these people talk about, roads and bridges, roads and bridges. So we spend all this money on roads and bridges, and on Biden's watch, a bridge collapses. Now, Fetterman's, he's the person representing the area where the bridge collapsed, right? And where is he? His brain dead is the guy who should be watching, who should already be over this. Where's the oversight there? I guess they're too busy worrying about us, you know, protecting our children from transsexuals and protecting women from transsexuals and going to school board meetings and fighting back against crooked politicians that hold coups against people they don't like and do all the other nefarious stuff like the cover-ups. A great representative for Democrats, but he's not the only one. They've got a brain-dead moron, Joe Biden, as president. Fetterman is clearly unable to serve, no question about it. And then here's what I learned about this, Diane Feinstein. Membership of the Senate committees is determined by a vote of the full Senate and is subject to a 60-vote threshold. So if they replace Feinstein on the judiciary, it's impossible without Republican votes. So they don't want her to leave, because if she leaves, they won't have anybody on the Judiciary Committee. They won't have Feinstein on there. They're going to have to try to put somebody else, and the Republicans could theoretically block it. So they're doing gamesmanship right now because that's what's best for Californians, right? Let's leave a woman who's completely incapacitated because we have procedural rules. And I get it. I do understand the politics of it. But is it really right?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
To say to parents out there who have daughters, say in high school for example, who are worried that their daughter may have to compete against a male, or a person born male, and there could be a directly physical athletic competition, and worry about their daughter's safety.
So look, what you're alluding to is basically saying that transgender kids are dangerous. It sounds like that's what you're saying. Well, you're saying that their safety is at risk. Yeah, but you're laying out a broad, kind of broad example or explanation of what could potentially happen. A broad example explanation, that is dangerous. That is a dangerous thing to say. That essentially, transgender kids we're talking about are dangerous.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here listening to. That was Corinne Jean-Pierre standing up for the trans community over women. And I don't know how we can't turn this into something positive for us, for the conservative movement. How do we not? It's crazy that we don't capitalize on it. I know we're trying to, but I'm saying we should be able to do it. There's not any question in my mind. This is one of these Waterloos for the Democrats. You know, again, I have no issue with the trans community, but I won't let fake men or fake women, men pretending to be women, put women into the back of the bus, so to speak. Glad you guys are hanging in there with me. It is the Kevin Jackson Network. I am Kevin Jackson, 844-551-8255. There was a doctor, and she talked about gender reassignment at an early age. And here's some of the things that she had to say. I found her discussion about this fascinating. And then what we're going to get on is gender, the reality of what they call gender-affirming surgery. So here's this doctor. I didn't catch her name. You guys didn't get her name. It's not here in the clip. So I'm relying on my team who did not give me the right information. But here's the thing. Whoever she is, she's spot on, and she's a respected doctor. So here's the clip.
My name is Miriam Grossman. I'm a board-certified child, adolescent, and adult psychiatrist, author, and senior fellow at Do No Harm. I have been taking care of patients for 45 years. I'm going to use my time to respond to Dr. McNamara. First, I'm struck by her use of the phrase sex assigned at birth. Sex is not assigned at birth. Sex is established at conception, and it's recognized at birth, if not earlier. Dr. McNamara claims that her views are science-based, but to claim that sex is assigned at birth is without any scientific basis whatsoever. Its language misleads people, especially children, into thinking that male and female are arbitrary designations and can change. That is simply not true. Dr. McNamara claims that social and medical interventions are the only evidence-based treatment and that scientific evidence shows it is life-saving. Without it, she's warning us, kids will commit suicide. Well, a growing number of countries have effectively banned the care to which she's referring. And thank God there's been no wave of suicides or other mental health catastrophes. 3 years ago, Finland placed strict limitations on medical interventions for minors. Sweden did the same thing after a 14-year-old girl was found to have osteoporosis and spinal fractures from puberty blockers. An investigation concluded, quote, the risks of anti-puberty and hormone treatment for those under 18 currently outweigh the possible benefits. The UK conducted a review and called the evidence very low. They've also placed severe restrictions on the care that Dr. McNamara calls life-saving. Norway also analyzed the data and has made similar changes in policy. The National Academy of Medicine in France warned, quote, great medical caution must be taken in children and adolescents given the vulnerability of this population and the many undesirable, even serious, complications the therapies cause. Doctors in New Zealand and Australia have published similar statements. Is Dr. McNamara suggesting that all these countries are rejecting evidence-based treatment and placing their kids at risk of suicide?
How's that for your science? She gave her name, Dr. Miriam Grossman, I believe is what she said. She's been seeing patients for 45 years. She correctly made the comment, sex is established at conception. It's recognized at birth, if not sooner. And this other lady who says sex can be determined at birth, is completely misleading, especially children, and she says that arbitrary designations for your sex can change at birth is ridiculous. It has no scientific basis. And then she goes on, which I happen to love, she goes on to tell you who are all the people that have done these studies. And she brought up something really interesting to me, the puberty blockers. I remember thinking, why would you let somebody change, you know, do these puberty blockers? And what are the ramifications of you saying, I'm going to keep you at age 13 no matter how much you grow? I mean, and what she said was it's osteoporosis and spinal fractions that these kids are suffering. And what are these studies showing? The end does not justify the means. It is super dangerous what these people are doing to these kids. And we can't make hay. We are about protecting children in the womb. We're about protecting them after the fact. We've got everything in our favor on all of this. And it seems like we don't gain ground. And that's what you should be asking yourself is, why does that not happen? Folks, we have common sense on our side. We've got science on our side. Yet, we don't make any ground up. And that should be a warning sign for you that we don't have the right people selling this. You know what bugs me the most? It's not even so much about the sale per se. We don't have people that know what it is about the sale, I guess I should say, to some degree. Because from a marketing perspective, this should be relatively easy. Everything that we're talking about with this whole trans movement, particularly protecting women, should be the easiest sell that Republicans have had since the freeing of the slaves. And let me tell you, women, I equate this to female slavery, because if we can't sell the idea that transgendered men shouldn't go over and become women and that we shouldn't be dinking around with the sexuality, the gender, if you will, of children, shame on us. We've got the wrong people selling it. That's why I titled this gender nonsense. That's what this segment is, gender nonsense. How is it that we're even having this discussion in any serious kind of way? How have we not pushed them right out of the saddle? We have some data points. The head of a facility that carries out this so-called gender-affirming care published a study that confirmed transgender surgeries do not improve mental health, make people feel lonelier than those who avoided surgical intervention altogether. And here's what they said. In our study, the level of life satisfaction in transgender people was not increased in transgender people who had undergone gender-affirming surgery as compared to those who were unoperated. So that's the first thing. Then they go on to say this. Procedures such as labioplasty and breast augmentation as well as other surgical services is what they carry out. So they will cut off your breast or enlarge them or do whatever you need in this particular thing. So it isn't like it's one-sided or whatever. They've really gone in. They've taken a look at what's going on. The German experts collected the data informing both studies from those seeking transgender surgery at a Hamburg surgical center. The respondents were 104 transgender people who had joined self-help groups to get and share information about gender-affirming surgeries performed at the Division of Department of Plastic Reconstructive and as aesthetic surgery, blah, blah, blah. So they know this stuff and they know it cold. They have lower overall life satisfaction than the general population. People who identify as transgender, young people suffering from gender dysphoria have worse mental health than older people. They found that 31% of people identifying felt dissatisfied or extremely dissatisfied with life, while 17% said they were satisfied. Only 1% fully satisfied. People are destroying lives when they allow this to happen. And we've got to do our part to stop the madness.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.